Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. I think that purchasing skins in video games and the entire storefront therein is robbing children of fashion experiences. That is my point today. I've been thinking more and more about this just from the, you know, perspective of, I think there was a leak recently that, guess what, Call of Duty is doing silly skins again. And, I guess what? It sounds like Battlefield 6 is maybe not doing silly skins again on account of their people like hardcore stuff, I guess. And so I've just been thinking, because I've had this topic on the brain for a while, that I think a lot of my maybe not formative fashion experiences in the typical sense, but I think a lot of my understanding of how I feel about personal fashion and how I feel about colors going together and all of that stuff is directly spawned from very early memories of video games and like picking armor pieces. And you know, I think this is something that the thing that maybe the game that jumps out the most at me is it's either Mass Effect 2 or 3 maybe. Well, you know, Mass Effect in general, KOTOR in general, are games that are RPGs that have the ability to change some style elements. And a lot of this is just like, you know, putting stuff together. Like, let's try out what this, you know, what this outfit looks like. Do I like how XR Kun's outfit looks with this sick orange lightsaber? The answer is yes. And I think understanding how all of that stuff comes together was like a formative fashion experience to me. You know, I'm not walking around in a EVA foam set of N7 armor, but it's real hard not to think about black, white, and red as a good old color combo because of it, you know? And I think that the later Mass Effects and, you know, not really formative anymore, but Anthem, RIP, are games that really let you customize things down to the, like, color and material level, which was something that was, like, revolutionary for me. Just being able to, like, say, like, oh, yeah, this is, you know, this part is rubber and this part is ceramic, and those have different properties, and those properties go together in an interesting way that, you know, let me express myself in this video game. And I love that. Like, I would spend multiple hours in games like that just in the character customization screens putting different pieces together. You know, do these pauldrons go with this breastplate? You know, and I would do that in Oblivion, and most recently, probably with the actual most amount of time between gameplay and fashion shopping, Cyberpunk 2077 was that game for me. And unfortunately, I could not find the style that I wanted in that game as a fashion game, but man, I sure tried. I tried like hell. And the thing that kind of bothers me just in general is that, you know, with Fortnite and Call of Duty and all of these kind of forever games, they're kind of missing out on the thing that I found so important to me growing up. And I feel like it's something that, you know, as we kind of reach towards the TikTok monoculture and all of that stuff, like, sure, there's small different places to go, but fashion is, you know, so dictated by what the people we look up to or we think are cool are, and there's becoming like social credit is being attached to it, I guess, and it means that there's less room for exploration, really, when one can be cyber bullied for wearing skinny jeans it now becomes like a thing where like, well, we will just kind of regress to the norm. Like we will, you know, there is less money in the world for us to explore our fashion. And now it is time to just kind of regress to the norm and, you know, and end up kind of being a little homogenous. And video games was a place where I could play out all of these different ideas and, you know, color combos and, you know, what does this look like with this and all of that, without the stakes of, you know, dealing with shitty 15-year-olds. But now that everything is like, you know, you're in Fortnite and the way that you express yourself is as Sabrina Carpenter or as Timothée Chalamet from Dune, like, I don't know. I feel like we're losing something, right? Like instead of exploring your sense of style and your sense of taste by like putting combinations together and kind of testing out ideas, instead you're kind of just, I don't know, stuck with celebrity du jour, and that is how you express yourself. And I don't know, it kind of bums me out that, you know, there are different ways of doing this, right? Like there's the more like street style Splatoon stuff that I have never really experienced, but I've seen from afar and it looks pretty neat. And then even for something like a Battlefield 6 or a Call of Duty, like, you know, say what you want, but the Ghost Recon, like Wildlands and Breakpoint games had like, that was also a fashion game. Like there's just a shitload of t-shirts and like tier one big beard operator stuff that you can get for your Ghost Recon guy. And, you know, sure, it's mostly all tactical stuff, but you could just be an office guy in that, you know? Like you could, the thing that I found so interesting about the fashion in those games is that when I found the, you know, Takedown Cocaine Nation Wildlands game to be rather distasteful, I was able to basically cosplay as the Ghost Recon Advanced Warfare people from the, like, actually, you know, much cooler and straight military shooter from the early 2000s. Like, they just had all of that stuff. Like, I know the name of that camo, and I know the manufacturer of that camo because of Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter. And so it kind of let me find some fun in that game that otherwise is just, like, bad. Not great. And I think that there are ways that you can do that. Like, you can find ways to express yourself beyond that. But when it just turns into Call of Duty G.I. Joes and also, I don't know, some guy from American Dad, the television show, is there. Like, I think that that is a net negative. Like, I think that that is just a bummer. Like, let me have the ghost mask, but, like, let me create a character. Like, you're already making the assets. And I think that this is kind of the general problem with a lot of these Forever games for me, because really, I think Destiny 2 fucking nailed it. You are able to express yourself at least a little bit in Destiny 2 with the application of shaders, right? Like there was, when Destiny 2 came out, my number one goal was getting a bunch of shaders so I can just sit there in the menu and flip back and forth of like, ooh, does this one look cool? I kind of like this with IO Distressed or whatever. There are like specific color palettes in that game that I think about a lot as like touchstone graphic styles I would like to use in things. There's the one that is like the distress mustard yellow with a brownish black and a kind of lightish tan sand gray. And I think about that all the time. There's another one that is a reddish orange that has a very bright blue-green teal. I think that one is from Titan. And like these shaders are, they're just like four, like little four quadrants of a square, but they will completely change the piece of armor that you put on just because, you know, each piece of armor is mapped to a specific color. And even that level of expression is more than something like Fortnite or Call of Duty has, you know? And I just feel like we're missing out on something by not having that space. Like, having it relegated to just be whatever the new RPG is kind of just it's a bummer. Like, I just wish that there was more ways to express myself in these games that isn't just, hey, look, you can be Jack Black's version of Steve in Minecraft. Like, that's, I don't know. Like, if you're gonna spend some money, at least, like, do the really dumb thing where I guess you can have a outfit made by Moncler in Fortnite. And I guess that they're doing stuff with shoes now. But again, it's just like, which flavor of Air Jordans do you want on your Fortnite man is like, just, I don't know. Like, it's not fashion expression. It's like brand cultivation. And that's the part that really bothers me. Like, I just wish that there was a way for people to experiment and express themselves in digital spaces that wasn't just completely hemmed in by brands that would, you know, even let you kind of play around. Like, when the decision in Fortnite is not like, should I wear this jacket with this t-shirt, but should I wear this Ghostbusters Ecto pack, or should I wear this other back bling with my Spider-Man outfit? Like, that's not, I guess that's fashion, but that's more like smashing action figures together to me. Like, that's not trying stuff out. That's not like mixing together patterns and cultivating a personal style. That's just, does my Spider-Man look cool? And the answer is probably, you know, yeah, because that Spider-Man is from the Spider-Man that looks cool. And that's just how that works. So I don't know. I don't have like super strong feelings about this. It just kind of bothers me that this space of video games that I used in such a formative time and like has even into like later life has like helped me kind of understand how materials go together to make outfits or make like even furniture items, you know, like No Man's Sky, being able to build a house that is made of concrete and also wood and also glass is like interesting and informs how I feel about the spaces that I live in. But when all of that is just homogenous and like built by a brand, it no longer has that same power to me. And I just think it sucks. Like, I think that if you're going to pay these companies money to get digital avatar bullshit, you should at least be able to mix and match it, you know? Like, let me put American Dad Man's head on Beavis's body with Michelangelo the Turtle's legs. And, you know, at least that's something, you know? Like, it's not what I want, but I'll take it over what we have now. But that's, you know, that's how I'm feeling. I feel like games have this power to do a lot of things, to help us explore themes and to help us explore, you know, stories and lives that we just simply cannot live in our own life and experience them in interesting and new ways. And I think that fashion falls into that. Like, I think that games are a space to explore fashion. They're a space to kind of, you know, find out what your style is and maybe try something new. And I think the very quick erosion of that by live service games that want to sell you action figures and want to sell you brands and want to sell you celebrities is like slowly, well, pretty quickly killing that in a lot of games. And when it is those people, you know, specifically the celebrities that are lauded for their fashion sense, you just make the like Cosmopolitan magazine problem even worse, where it's just, well, this magazine, when I am 10, is telling me that this is what I'm supposed to be wearing. So this is why I'm wearing my Abercrombie polo over my very long undershirt. Like, now that's just the monoculture, except now it's, you know, fancy celebrities in Fortnite dictating style and dance and fashion to 10-year-olds. And they're kind of losing out on this space to express themselves and try new things. But that's how I feel about fashion in games. I wish that there was more. I love it every time I find it. Cyberpunk was great for that. Even if I mostly just ran around in a Netrunning suit because Netrunners are cool in Cyberpunk. Yeah, man, fashion in video games. If you have like a favorite fashion game in video games, like even if it's like Infinity Nikki, which is like actually a capital F fashion game, let me know. Like, what's your favorite fashion in video games? And does this resonate with you? I guess like it kind of feels like a weird thing to say that you play KOTOR for the t-shirts, but I do kind of play KOTOR for the t-shirts. The Star Wars fashion, pretty good. So yeah, let me know if there's a particular game that you enjoy the fashion of or kind of helped explore your own fashion in an interesting way. Let me know. Otherwise, I gotta go hop on this train. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out with me on this drive, and have a good rest of your day. See ya.